We begin things today with the latest on an ongoing story regarding New Jersey and immigration. When he was campaigning for New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, he pledged to make New Jersey a sanctuary state. Once elected, staying true to his word, he has initiated policies in order to do just that. Legal immigrants can now possess a driver's license, and at least for the present, local law enforcement are directed not to cooperate with federal agencies that deal with capturing and deporting illegal immigrants. My first guest today has been one of the members of law enforcement who have been loudly protesting this policy and now has gotten backup from the Trump administration. He is the sheriff of Sussex County, New Jersey, Sheriff Mike Strada. How are you today, sir?
Good, thank you, Chris. And I just want to thank your listeners for taking time out of their busy schedules to hear our program today.
And website for the sheriff's office, Sussex County, New Jersey, is sussexcountysheriff.com. So just to catch people up, because you and I have talked about this in the past, but this just basically involves what's called the Immigrant Trust Directive of 2018. What are the elements of that directive?
Well, basically, there's a lot to the directive. But just to keep it to where it really pertains to law enforcement is basically what the directive is saying is that we cannot question somebody's immigration status. We are not to detain anybody on what would be called a civil detainer from ICE, and also certain individuals that may commit crimes that are, if the state considers low-level crimes, even though they are illegals, we are not to turn them over to immigration and custom enforcement.
And it's important to note, too, that this was not something that went through the legislative process. This is basically the equivalent on a federal level of an executive order out of the governor's office, Attorney General's office.
Correct. And that's what I think people don't understand is this is a directive. It's not a law. This is not a law that's been passed by both the Democrats and Republicans in the legislature and the Senate. This is just strictly a directive by our governor and our attorney general saying, hey, law enforcement, we don't want you cooperating with our federal partners, that being ICE specifically. And I have a real problem with that. And I look at it from a public safety standpoint, Chris. And I'm all about public safety, and it really has, at the end of the day, if somebody's committing a crime and they do something wrong, they need to be turned over to the proper authorities, and they need to be handled just like anybody else would be. But unfortunately, our governor and our attorney general think it's best that we give some of these individuals a break, not to detain them, not to turn them over. Some of these individuals that are wanted for serious crimes.
There is a caveat in the directive saying that it's for nonviolent individuals, and I think of the new policy they have in New York State regarding bail. And if it's deemed a nonviolent crime, you don't get bail. You go out, and we expect you to show up at your court hearing. Yeah, good luck with that. But some of the cases they've deemed nonviolent in New York State include a woman who has been assaulting Jewish people on three different occasions, but she's being deemed nonviolent. So all three times now, she has gotten out on bail. When a law has a term that can be open to interpretation, that just opens the door for a lot of dangerous situations to come about, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's I'll give you a perfect example, Chris. Not too long ago, a couple months ago, an individual was arrested in Sussex County for committing a domestic violence incident against a female. This person happened to be from, from Honduras, and they were here illegally, and this lady who has notified the police had stated that this individual could not go back to Honduras because he had killed people in Honduras. We had him in our jail overnight. Running a criminal background check, we found out that 3 months prior to, he had a domestic violence assault against another female in another county. He had a failure to appear in court in that county for that previous domestic violence incident. And under our bail reform laws, that individual is supposed to walk out the front door of our county jail.
Wow, we're talking about...
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, Chris. I called ICE, and ICE immediately came down and picked this individual up. Where that person is today, I don't know, but I know that I did my job. I kept that person from walking out the front door of our jail and possibly assaulting another female.
So with Sussex County Sheriff Mike Strada about the Immigrant Trust Directive of 2018, which is now being challenged not just by a couple of counties in South Jersey, but now the Trump administration through their attorney general's office have joined in the legal process. SussexCountySheriff.com is their website, and you're listening to Issues and ideas. Even though this is a directive, Sheriff Strada, are there penalties for not following the directive that local law enforcement would face?
You know what, Chris, that's a great question, and I think that's why we're seeing some backing by the Trump administration and the federal government, because they realize how important it is that law enforcement get work together, that meaning municipal, state, county, federal. We all need to work together with a common goal of keeping citizens safe. That's the goal. And the federal government saying, hey, in New Jersey, the police officers in New Jersey's hands are being tied in certain situations. And that's not a good thing at all. I know that what I'm going to do, Chris, I'm going to keep this county safe. I'm putting public safety ahead of politics. If that means that I face some kind of penalty by the federal government or by the governor down the road or the attorney general, I'm willing to face that. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to keep our citizens safe. And I think the citizens in this county, I know the citizens in this county, support me and support the philosophy that we need to keep our county safe. And that means we turn illegal immigrants over to ICE that are wanted for certain crimes. They agree with me, and I think they're going to support me. What the governor may do or the attorney general may do, we'll have to see. But at the end of the day, Chris, I feel good that I'm making the right choices, and I believe that people are going to back me.
It's KMA and Ocean Counties, by the way, who have started the legal action at the Attorney General's office and the Justice Department in Washington have joined in on. The Justice Department argues that provisions of the New Jersey Immigrant Trust Directive that went into effect in March 2019 was formulated and announced by the Attorney General's office in New Jersey in 2018. The U.S. Justice Department says they're unlawful and in conflict with the Immigration Nationality Act that gives the federal government the ability to regulate immigration by obtaining info from state and local governments and their officials about the immigration status on individuals, which is, I guess, one of the cruxes, Sheriff Strada, because the law prohibits the gathering of that information that constitutionally the federal government has access to or should have access to.
Correct. I mean, like I said, Chris, they don't want us asking immigration status. They don't want them. They kind of want us just to turn our head to these individuals. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense at the end of the day. It's kind of counterproductive to me. Again, if you're in this country legally, that's fine. If you're in here illegally, and then not only that, as you're committing a crime, you need to be held accountable, just like an American citizen would be. Why should you be treated any differently?
My understanding of state government, bringing it down to a more local level, is back when the state constitution formulated in 1947, that sounds odd talking about a state constitution, but that is what it is, these are the powers that were handed over to local municipalities, not for the state to oversee. Am I correct with that assumption?
I believe so, Chris. And again, you know, we've taken an oath as police officers to, you know, abide by the Constitution of the state of New Jersey and the Constitution of the United States. We're all sworn to that oath.
So looking forward now with first of all, does the legal action put a hold on the directive?
No, I don't think it does at all.
So it's still,
this directive is still in place. I have been told, I haven't been told otherwise. You know, I'm assuming this is a battle that's going to take place in court, and you know how fast the court system works, but again, Chris, I've been a proponent. I've been an opponent of this directive since the beginning, and my views don't change. My actions are not going to change. Whatever happens in court, we'll see.
And looking forward, as far as your actions, has there been communication between your office, other sheriff offices? Is there efforts being made to make a unified front in all this? Because, as I said, the legal action has been primarily Cape May and Ocean County.
Yes, I have had some conversations with Cape May, with Ocean, with Sheriff Golden from Monmouth County, with Fred Brown from Hunterdon County. We all share the same views. We are part of a sheriff's association. That association, obviously, is made up of both Democrats and Republicans. So as an association, we have not taken a stand. But I can tell you individually in this state, there are several Republican sheriffs that stand with me and have the same thought process as far as I do. And it's all about keeping our citizens safe at the end of the day.
When you look at the title, it's called, again, the Immigrant Trust Directive of 2018. The old saying proves true once again, you can't judge a book by its cover, because what it's, the image it projects versus the content it contains are two very different things, as you've heard Sheriff Strada explain. Learn more about this issue, the work of the Sussex County, New Jersey Sheriff Office, SussexCountySheriff.com. Sheriff Mike Strada, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. I just want listeners to know I'll always put public safety ahead of politics, wherever, whatever the result of that may be, as far as, you know, any punishment towards me. I know, rest assured, at the end of the day, I'm going to keep people safe to the best of my ability.